Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack, and today I'm going to be talking about words bubble up like soda pop. Unfortunately, Rick couldn't join us today, but he will be here with us in spirit, and I will do my very best to carry on in his absence. But before we dive into this week's choice, if you want to help support us, help us grow and gain some bonus content that we usually will put out for you, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will gain you access to some bonus content and help support us. If you want to help us grow through other means, you can also go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com and buy yourself some swanky swag. It'll help support us and you will look great as well. Or, you know, if you want to buy yourself a mug or something like that too, you know, you be the coolest kid on the block, so to speak. Before I dive into this week's choice, I want to give a special shout out and invite everyone to experience Japan from the comfort of their own homes through Tokyo Treat snack boxes. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jack, what is Tokyo Treat? Well, Tokyo Treat is a monthly pop Japanese snack box subscription service where you'll get up to 20 exclusive, limited edition, and seasonally flavored snacks, including Japanese instant ramen and drinks that are only available in Japan for a limited time. Now, one of the best things about Tokyo Treat is that every single month there is a theme. And with each theme, you get some really cool, unique treats. And it's still cherry blossom season in Japan. And did you know that the beauty of Sakura can be enjoyed not only during the day, but also at night? Known as Yozukura, experience the enchanting beauty of Japan's Sakura under the moonlight with Tokyo Treat's special Yozukura box. This month's box features a beautiful design of a Yozukura-themed box filled with a delightful assortment of Sakura-inspired treats. And they are inviting you to immerse yourself in the Cherry Blossom Festival. Now, the Sakura Matsuri snack box is this month's theme, and the strawberry Kit Kats that come in this box honestly are absolutely delicious. You also have the Sakura Sweet Tart, which was absolutely astounding. The Platinum Sakura Sweet Tart really honestly is one of my favorite things. Then you also have the Sakura Cream Cake, the Sakura Waffle Cookie, which are also both really, really good. And then on top of that, if you want to have a nice little drink, the drink that comes with it, absolutely delicious. It is good. But you know what? Those aren't the only treats that are in there. They have some wonderful Sakura Carinito cookies or little snack crisps, which are honestly delicious. They're really, really good. And then the premium Ghana is delightful beyond all belief. It is heavenly. They have all kinds of other treats in there, wonderful little snacks in there. You'll love every single one of them. I promise you on that. I loved them all myself. Honestly, when I got the box, the only downside is once I got the box, I finished it off that same evening. I didn't give myself the joy of savoring it throughout the week or month. I just gorged myself on the whole box. Now, there is one thing that I'll tell you. Every single box, it comes with a booklet. And this booklet is great. It not only tells you about the snacks that you're going to eat, so that way you can make sure you're not eating something you shouldn't be having in case you have any allergies. It lists them out in there so that way you can be as safe as possible. But also, on top of that, it gives you a lot of wonderful and beautiful information about Japan, their culture, and everything going on. And so it also tells you about the Yuzakura Japanese night's blossoms as well. So you get information about that, information about them. You get information about the snacks you're eating, get all kinds of wonderful information. The booklets are awesome. They're wonderful. It's, I'm truly happy that they include it with every single box. And I'm also really happy that every single box is themed, and they're always an adventure to open up and eat and experience. And so Tokyo Treat inviting you on this wonderful adventure with them and enjoying the season is truly one of the best things about it. Now, special for our listeners, if you use our affiliate link in the show notes, along with coupon code featured anime, you get $5 off that first box. So again, featured anime for the coupon code, affiliate link in the show notes, and you'll get yourself some delicious treats. And trust me, if you don't want to have the treats just for yourself, you can also send them out to someone else. You can gift it to someone. And trust me, if I wasn't such a glutton when it came to the boxes, I would probably share it with other people, but I just love the box too much myself. So I have to always end up getting another box for someone else and pay for it like that. So feel free, share it with others, or don't, and just, you know, hoard all the boxes for yourself. That's also a very good possibility. Again, Tokyo Treats, thank you. And if you want to buy yourself some, get yourself some, affiliate link in the show notes, featured anime for the coupon code, save yourself $5. And now on to the main show. And if you want to help reach out to us or anything like that, you can go to featuredanimepodcast.com, as well as all the information available to you in our show notes. And it would be very much appreciated as well if you gave us a little bit of review, a little bit of like, or something like that, wherever you happen to find us, on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. You know, it is very much appreciated, and it does help us out. And that is completely free for you to be able to do so. And now onto the meat and bro-tatoes. Words Bubble Up Like Soda Pop is a movie that came out in July 2021. Producer for it is Flying Dog, and studio for it is Signal MD. It is an original, so there is no source material for it, and it is a romance drama anime, and it ran for about an hour and 27 minutes, roughly, give or take. Now, you have... you have Cherry, or everyone calls him Cherry because of his name, Sakura. He expresses himself through haiku, and he writes these haikus all the time, and he posts them online on a platform that's similar to X or Twitter. And honestly, it's not that much different from that too, in that regards. But anyways, that's the only way he truly kind of deviates himself, right? He posts it on there. No one really likes it aside from his mother, and he even comments on that at some point in the movie. While he's preparing to kind of move and leave his home, there's another person that you are also kind of told about, and they're called Smile. Now, they're an online streaming personality that they go through, and they are kind of like streaming on Twitch, I guess, and they're doing like an IRL stream type thing. So they are, you know, that's kind of like their thing. But they're also kind of struggling being a teenager as well, and growing up and going through changes. And for them, they've always had these buck teeth, and now they have braces on, and they've immediately become shy and discouraged about their appearance, which is honestly a very normal thing to do, and very normal thing to have to deal with and struggle with. Even today, as an adult, I too kind of still struggle with my self body image, my self image. And it's hard for anyone, honestly, to truly accept themselves completely without wanting to improve, change, or alter their appearance to better suit their own mental image of what they feel they should look like. And that's kind of the things that Smile's kind of going through. She's not happy with her buck teeth, so she gets braces. And then she's also at the exact same time kind of embarrassed that she has braces. As a result, though, from her doing her IRL stuff and having the braces, she always wears a mask anymore because of that, because she is embarrassed about her buck teeth with braces. So she is wearing a mask all the time. And for Cherry, the main male protagonist, he doesn't understand this, right? He just sees her and he's like, oh, well, why you wear a mask? And she doesn't want to explain why or can't explain why she is afraid to take off the mask and why she's embarrassed or why she's always wearing a mask. And the response he gets is like, are you sick? Are you feeling okay? I mean, like, you're always wearing a mask. And she's like, oh, well, you know, and that's it. Right. There's no other information that's kind of given for it. But this movie is, in a sense, a summertime romance, right? These two people, they run into each other. They bump into each other through some series of circumstances. And they take a real world kind of approach, I feel like, in the sense of modern technology. So you have someone that's going around with their phone, IRL streaming, jumping around, doing all this stuff and videotaping stuff. And at the exact same time, you also have people that are, you know, just kind of like shy and hiding away and don't really want to stand out too much, so to speak. So you have like total conflicting or total contrasting personalities in between the two for Cherry and Smile. And the reason why that the main male protagonist is called Cherry is because of his name, Sakura. So everyone just refers to him as Cherry. Now, as this kind of movie is kind of going on, you really are led through the personal growth, not just for Cherry, but for Smile as well. And more so for Cherry, for him kind of growing and blossoming. And he even makes some subtle comments about how he feels and his viewpoints and how he's struggling with people in general. And for him, the world is just very loud and it has more so to do with his anxiety. So he's walking around the whole time with these headphones on, and the headphones, there's actually nothing playing in there. He doesn't listen to any music at all. What he's doing is he has them on to kind of help cancel out the world around him. And the music isn't even playing. It just makes it so that way people don't interact with him and he doesn't have to be interacted with. And so, which is kind of smart. I mean, like if I could get away with doing that all the time, but unfortunately for my line of work and in my life, I am not able to just kind of totally shut people out like that. It would not be a good thing. And, to be honest, it's not a great thing for him to always do that too. I understand the need or reason or want for it, but at the exact same time, you also need to, you know, kind of work through these things. Now, there's also a kind of third component to this whole thing. And there's this old man, he's walking around with this record that's called Yamazakura. And he just wants to find that record, wants to listen to the record one more time, so that way he can remember. And then you kind of are led down the path for the events of everything. So that way he kind of grows and knows you grow and know with him rather, Cherry and Smile, that is, as to what's actually going on. So while they're going through their normal adolescent struggles and growth at the exact same time, they're influenced by their family or friends around them at the exact same time to kind of grow and stretch beyond their boundaries and comfort zones and do things that they normally wouldn't do. Now, one of the things that about this anime is the art style is very unique. It is extremely unique. It is not of the norm. You also I don't really get the sense as to where they exactly are. And some of the phrases or terminologies or things like that they use, it's like it makes you feel like they're supposed to be in Japan, but at the exact same time, doesn't feel like they're supposed to be in Japan. So I'm not exactly sure of that, or the couple of the characters were just honestly illiterate. Right. So, which is totally possible. I mean, like you have some that are delinquents and that's just kind of how they are. And, you know, they never graduated school or they just never fully grasp their language or something like that. So it's understandable. However, I do wish there was like some kind of clarification on it. Also, what's really, really weird is the animation style, going back to that. And it is not your normal run-of-the-mill anime. It is very cartoonish. It is very bright and vibrant in color. It is not super detailed. it is like this fantastical kind of feel. It is very bright, vibrant. It's got a lot of imperfections, a lot of unusual movements and looks, which I feel isn't great. I feel like it kind of does it a disservice, especially with the how the characters move, walk, and the weird dialogue that ends up happening throughout the movie as well. Doesn't really help it out. And, you know, it just kind of really detracts from everything, right? From how great of a movie this could have been, from the great art style that it could have been. It just, there's the art style for me just really didn't vibe. You did have some solid character growth for this movie, though, which I loved. I love that you had solid character growth, not just for one, but for two characters, for Cherry and Smile. And then you had the supporting characters as well that also kind of played a part. The interactions that you have for the side characters and supporting characters, though, it's a little weird and a little odd. And sometimes at certain points, it's aggravating. And then you also had one character called Beaver who just goes around graffitiing everywhere all the time. Like, not even hiding the fact that he's graffitiing everywhere. He just does it. Or he's blatantly stealing something or doing something really radical, to which it makes you kind of go, well, where's the police or anything like that in all this? Because you only have the one time where you actually see like mall security show up, and that's about it. Like the kid is literally running amok out there doing God knows what all the time. It's like scribbling, writing on everything, graffitiing on everything. He's like makes it known that that is exactly what he's doing. He's not even trying to hide it really. And so it just kind of makes you go, what the hell, you know? And the other characters also know that it's him doing it along with everything else because they're commenting on it. And it's not like they wouldn't be able to see where he is, right? Or know what he's doing. And then there's like some other key points and aspects that are done throughout the anime that just kind of make you scratch your head. You know, what am I watching? What is this about? It really kind of detracts from it and makes it feel obtuse, really, really odd, and not in a great way either. But as the story honestly progresses on with the characters growing and everything like that, the supporting characters really, really fall away by the wayside, only popping up every so often. And that's about it, right? They had a kind of a pivotal moment or a pivotal focus in the very beginning, and they do capture the contrasting or different personalities for each of the one. Each one of them have their own unique personality, their unique viewpoints and how they would interact. And I can totally see some people acting or being the exact same way as those supporting and main characters even. And so they did a great job conveying all that information. The music that was actually in this too was really well done. It was not beautifully done. It wasn't out of place. And anytime there was some music where you're just like, what? They're actually commenting on it. And it's meant to be that way in the actual movie. Now, there are some things that are going on in the movie, which I don't strictly agree with. But those are minor, but there's a lot of minor points. And there's a lot of things that honestly, just while you're watching it, doesn't vibe with you. And then you have the dialogue. The dialogue is not that great. The dialogue is very meh for majority of it, which is understandable. But at the exact same time, I mean, like if you're going to go an original route, you know, I feel like you should have a very solid script. And it didn't feel like that's what this was, right? They kind of toyed on the one a little bit and then like, pinged it. It's like, oh yes, you can totally do this. Or they hinted at this one thing and then later on came back to it towards the end so that way you had that rounding closure for it. But they had multiple side stories, multiple stories kind of going on for the growth and changes for everything that's going on. And it just really detracted from the movie as a whole for me. The animation was the other thing. Again, going back to it, it was a very cartoony, very vibrant color animation, but I didn't like the way it looked. And when the characters were upset or how they were walking, it just made them look funny and made them look weird. It did not hold well. with same thing again, dialogue was just bad. And if you're watching the sub version, just know that the sub version and the dub version dialogue vastly different. There are so many changes in between the English and Japanese versions. It's almost mind boggling why they even did it. Like if you're looking at it, it was not done as an improvement. It was just blatantly changed. Now, like, I get it. I get why they changed it for a majority of the time. However, a lot of the changes were just kind of not needed. A majority of them were not needed. And the slang or the terminology that the characters used were a lot better in the subs than they were in the dubs. It was honestly kind of amazing at how much change they did and the detriment that it did to the actual script. So, I mean, this is one that I would definitely not watch in dubs, especially if you're kind of like a either or fan. It doesn't matter to you one way or the other. If you want to watch it and get a better experience, a better viewing experience, honestly, I would say watch the subs then in that case. But if all you care is about the artwork and you don't really care about the story or the script, then, you know, definitely you can go with the route of the dubs. Now, I know this week's going to be relatively short, and despite it being a longer movie than last week's choice, but this one, I don't know. Like, this one, it was super, super shallow, and you don't have, it's like solid character growth while you have them going through everything with their normal teenager angst struggles. But at the exact same time, there's just not so much going on. Especially with you having to focus on multiple storylines throughout. It's not just two separate characters and their growths that they're going through, which you do get a little background for Smile and why she's wearing the mask and the braces. I'm not sure why she has the braces, but I guess she needed them or she wanted them. I'm not sure which. They never really specified it. But the romance portion of this is nicely done. And the romance is obviously between Cherry and Smile, and they're spending more time together. They're growing together and they're getting to know each other more. And he eventually gets to a point. Cherry gets to a point to where he's not wearing his headphones anymore. And she's like, "Oh, well, you're not wearing your headphones anymore." And he says, "Oh, well, I don't need them right now. Everything's all right." I mean, like, and that's major step, major growth, right? And that's one really cool thing about this is that when you do have character growth, when you have the character growth that's actually happening in this, it's not small or minor or whatever. It is very nicely done in a very low key way where you have this major milestone reached, this major point reached, and you're just like, "Huh, that is pretty cool." So they don't over exaggerate or overgrow the, or not overgrow, but over deliver or oversell the character growth and development. They just kind of let the story speak for itself. So that's one of the nice things that is done about this movie is when you do have that character growth, it is done. The one thing that I didn't like is like kind of the end resolution for a lot of it, right? I understand with him moving away, he has a lot of not resentment, but a lot of angst trying to tell Smiles like, "Hey, by the way, I'm leaving." Not even really saying where he's going. We don't know where he's going. If he's going to the next town over, next city over, or what's happening or anything like that. You just know he's moving and he hasn't really told anyone, honestly, or at least hasn't told Smile. And he spends all this time building up or helping out the group of seniors and everything like that, spending all this time with Smile, and it's not even finding a way to bring it up casually or it's amazing how everyone's not commenting or talking about it. It's like, "Oh, we're, you know, I can't believe this month's going by so fast and you're going to be gone," because she's spending a lot of time with him and no one at any point in time has made any comment about them leaving, and everyone except for her apparently knew that they were leaving, right? Which is crazy, crazy that no one, absolutely no one would actually comment on the fact that they're leaving at all, ever. Like, until the day it happens. Oh, it's so, we're so sad you're leaving. I was like, man, like, you could have had like several points at which that could have been interjected, or he could have casually brought it up in conversations like, oh, I'm going to really miss, you know, coming here every day when I move in August or July or whenever, or, but it's never done. And it's kind of sad that, that it happened like that, that, that they didn't find a nice clean way to kind of like input it. And I understand it was meant for a plot device for Smile and him. And I understand, like, for her, she is like really, really hurt and upset that he does. But at the exact same time, she really kind of gets over it quickly. And then she's again doing her live streaming thing and everything like that. And Cherry is starting to follow her along with all the other hundreds of thousands or millions or whatever followers and everything like that. So, and he's become infatuated with her and follows her, and she's following him. And it's like, all right, well, this is meant to be a nice little love story, but like, how does it really end? Right. And I mean, like, even at the end, right, you get this final resolution and, you know, they understand how each other feel, I guess, in a matter of speaking, but like, what is the, honestly, that resolution, right? They know about each other's social media, but that is it. Like, they don't, I don't think they ever actually text. They never talk to each other on the phone. They're just there. They always see each other in person or something like that. Or they just happen to always meet up or something. Like, I don't know. I probably missed it somewhere at some point, but it's just, honestly, it didn't, that didn't really jive well with me, unfortunately. So I don't have too much more I could really say on this. So on a scale of up to 10, I'd give it, honestly, I'd give this like a 5. I wouldn't want to watch it again. The animation wasn't really to my liking, but it was entertaining. I mean, like, it was bright, it was colorful, it was nice. Story was okay, kind of mediocre for it. Nothing that I would truly recommend for anyone. The dialogue differences in between the sub and the dub were just massive for me. That's one of the things that kind of like really detracted me from it. So I wish that they did better for that. And yeah, so that's it for me. So next week's choice, we're going to be watching Starship Troopers, which is a random choice. So if you feel like I got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice or not enough justice or anything like that, feel free to reach out to me. Let me know and help me improve on everything. You can also go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast.com. You can also go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will gain you access to some bonus content, and it'll help support us, help us grow. And if you want to help support us through other means and not do that, you can also go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com, buy yourself some swanky swag, and get yourself some a cool mug or a nice swanky shirt. Trust me, you will look good. I promise you. If you also want to help support us through other means rather, and you want to buy yourself some wonderful tasty treats, you can use our affiliate link, Tokyo Treat. You can use our affiliate link for Tokyo Treat, and then coupon code featured anime. You'll get $5 off that first box. And trust me, the treats are well worth it, and they are oh so delicious. So, and it is special for our listeners. Remember, coupon code featured anime with our affiliate link in the show notes. And you can reach out to us, and all the contact information and everything else is available on our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack, and we'll catch you later.